same as Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to reconcile with his wife. The dad who's trying to talk to his kids. The husband who's trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I love you. And because I want you back. You know, it's not some script I'm reading. It's just the same thing over and over. Because I hear the same thing over and over from you. And I'd rather have a dialogue with you. So very much want to have a dialogue with you. Anyway, I did my very infrequent get behind the wheel of a car, a truck, and drove Jake, the dog, and my friend Mike to Hickson to see his doctor. I'm concerned about Mike. He's just shy of 10 years older than I am, and he's short. He's about 5'6". But he's also dropped a lot of weight. He's down to 125 pounds. That concerns me. And I ask him, "Are you eating?" And he said, "Oh, you know, I guess I'm not." I'm really concerned about him. You know, when you get to be 73. Well, and the thing that's interesting, I spent several hours with him today as an act of love. I stopped by to see another gentleman who also was celebrating his birthday today. He's 68. He's the gentleman I know that has one leg. The other was amputated. But had some dialogue with him, a bunch of laughs and so forth. And it's interesting. Both these gentlemen have had not what you would call a Christian-oriented lifestyle. Sexual exploits were significant. Don't have any problem with it. So, for them to have a friend who is attempting to be obedient to Christ, has one and only one woman who he's had his sexual exploits with, and 9 children, there's a contrast there. I find it interesting because they look at me as a friend. And one of the things I think about is way back in the 1976 and so forth, I was in Northern Germany with a group of guys on an installation job, and that evening we were in our hotel room, and we stopped together before we went out to a restaurant, and all of them except me, I still don't understand this, you know, got out the cocaine, put it on the mirror, did the razor blade thing, and snorted it with a dollar bill. And I thought, you know, why? I guess it's like the ceremony of, you know, the wine steward kind of thing. But what fascinated me is nobody asked me if I wanted some because they knew I didn't. And no one was concerned that I would be the one to turn them in because they knew I wouldn't. With a number of gentlemen, such as the two previously mentioned that I visited today, have both shared with me some of their exploits in the sense of excessive drinking and various things like cocaine, and even have used things like marijuana in front of me, which, you know, I don't think should be illegal, but is still in Tennessee. They know I'm not their enemy. So it's amazing to me. People You know, it's reminiscent of, the 1 Corinthians 5:12. For what do I have to do with judging outsiders? It is not those inside the church whom you are to judge. I think that's one of the things that has allowed me to interact with others who don't claim Christ without condemnation. The sexual issues, yes, there's a problem there. The drug use, I would have a little trouble, marijuana especially, would have a little trouble offering any condemnation. When it gets to owning you, that's where the problem is. That's where I think the drunkenness effectively applies. But that's another issue. But these people have a trust in me. Whereas the institutional church will call the police. And the pastors and so forth, when challenged, run scared. When presented with the scripture, elders run scared when presented with the scripture. Jim Cross will toss the Talmud at me, but runs when presented with the scripture. There's a problem here, but there's grace. And I hope that the grace that I can offer the gentleman I did today, that I received from those gentlemen, that one day again, from people like Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman, and more importantly, my own family, especially my wife, that grace again would return. Dialogue, you know, the mutually exchanging of words, as commanded by the Lord, would return, and reconciliation would return, and the resounding gong would be replaced with love. I seek that. I ask for that. And I am so intensely in love with my wife. It hurts. It really hurts. It hurts to be alone. But in spite of that, beyond question, Dorothy Jane, I love you.